Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2419, with a release date of Friday, March 8th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams race against time to get medicine to an ailing train passenger, a new look at recharging batteries via infrared, and Amateur Radio Newsline presents a special tribute to Silent Key Bob Heil, K9 EID. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2419 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story takes us to India, where hams assisted in a dramatic race against time and a railroad schedule to deliver medicine to an ailing passenger on a train. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, brings us that story.
Two hams in India raced against the clock and a fast-moving express train to provide medicine to an ailing passenger en route from Hyderabad this month. According to several reports in the local Indian media, the 35-year-old man had fallen ill and was being accompanied back home on the train by his brother when his condition worsened. His throat pain became severe and he began to cough up blood. Another passenger, who was a doctor, suggested a remedy that could help the man, but the train was not scheduled to stop until the next station. The ailing man's brother phoned their father, a social worker, who put an alert out on social media via WhatsApp. It was seen by Ambrish Nag Biswar, VU2JFA of the West Bengal Radio Club, who went on the air with an emergency call on behalf of the passenger. Sai Lickett, VU2TFN, a member of the Dolphin Amateur Radio Repeater Club, heard the call and responded, receiving the information he needed. He was able to locate the necessary remedy. He arrived at the station just in time to hand over the medicine during the train's 5-minute stop. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Need to charge your batteries? Have you ever thought about transferring that power wirelessly? Well, a company in Israel is doing just that, and Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us about it.
Technology developed 10 years ago in Israel to permit wireless transfer of power has begun showing up in some world markets. The over-the-air system uses infrared, sent from transmitters that transform electricity into infrared beams, which they then send to nearby devices that need their batteries recharged. Line of sight is necessary for transmission to be successful, and one transmitter signal can cover about 130 square meters of area. For it to work, each device needs to have receivers attached to convert the infrared signals back into electricity. The company, Y-Charge, has trademarked the far-field wireless technology under the name AirCord. It is designed to replace the traditional need to plug in devices using cords to recharge them. According to the company website, the technology is already in use in some countries in retail, commercial, and industrial sectors. Y-Charge states that AirCord sends narrow beams that focus only on the devices equipped with receivers and has been certified safe by the Food and Drug Administration and Underwriters Laboratories in the U.S. and by the International Electrotechnical Commission in the U.K. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
If you're planning to visit Australia anytime soon and want to get on the air, John Williams, VK4JJW, has some encouraging news to share.
Whether you're a U.S. technician class operator, a foundation license holder in the U.K., or a ham with entry-level privileges in certain other countries, the new class license arrangements in Australia now permit you to get on the air up to a maximum of 365 consecutive days. Visitors from a list of countries no longer need to make a separate application for a license. They need only append VK/ before their home call sign. The Australian Media and Communications Authority has posted a list of countries with currently recognised foreign licence equivalents who may operate under Australian licence rules. Visit the ACMA page at the address given in the text version of this newscast at arnewsline.org. The ACMA makes it clear, however, that hams seeking to relocate to Australia will still need to apply for a licence in VK and receive a new VK home call. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Luxembourg has introduced a new license class for entry-level ops. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us what happens next.
A third class of amateur radio license has been introduced by the Luxembourg Institute of Regulation to provide entry-level operators with access to selected bands. Known as the base level certificate, it permits operation on 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 10 metres. Operators may use a maximum power of 25 watts PEP and are limited to dipole type antennas and quarter-wave vertical ground plane antennas. They must have no more than 2 radiating elements and a gain of less than 3 dBd. The license became available on the 26th of January, and first exams are to be offered this coming June. The regulator finalised the agreement in consultation with the Radiomateur du Luxembourg, whose education team had submitted the proposal last year. Base call signs will begin LX7. The Radiomateur du Luxembourg says on its Facebook page, quote, "With this new license class, the start with amateur radio now becomes simplified after just a short introductory course by our experienced radio amateurs and a brief exam at the regulatory authority. You can apply for a license and participate in amateur radio," unquote. The Luxembourg Amateur Radio Group said it hoped operators would eventually sit for the exams for the higher level novice and Herrick class. The base license exam syllabus follows the CPT/ECC 89 report. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
If you or your club or school have a project that helps further the mission of amateur radio for everyone, now is the time to consider a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Stephen Kinford, NAWB, explains what's available.
April 1st is the deadline to apply for grants from Amateur Radio Digital Communications for this year. The grants are distributed across three categories that are consistent with ARDC's mission. The first type of grant supports and grows ham radio by helping to fund emergency communications initiatives, licensing instruction, and repeater infrastructure. In another category, ARDC also supports education in schools directly, funding support and mentorship of STEAM programs that link to ham radio, digital communications, or wireless technology. Education grants also include support of scholarships. Finally, research and development projects such as the M17 Open Protocol Project and Tangerine SDR, two previous recipients, are given support to ensure ham radio has access to state-of-the-art technology. Any projects receiving an ARDC grant must be made available to the public, and in the case of software, must be open source. Visit the website ardc.net to read more about the grants and to find an application form. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Oceans separate us, but because of one amateur radio program, oceans have also been uniting us. 60 years ago, the first amateur radio islands on the air operators began calling CQ from remote ocean islands around the globe. That spirit of adventure is being celebrated this summer at Europe's largest amateur radio event. Ham Radio Friedrichshafen has chosen IOTA's 60th anniversary as the theme for its 47th amateur radio event taking place June 28th to the 30th on Lake Constance in southern Germany. In the words of the promoters, it's a celebration of 60 years of island on the air, technology meets adventure. Don't forget the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. If you're not too busy tuning your antennas or chasing the latest de-expedition, pick up a pencil and share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie at 7:30 p.m. Melbourne, Australian time on Wednesdays or 8:30 UTC. NASA's Mars helicopter, known as Ingenuity, has officially been retired. Images sent late last month to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory by Perseverance, the Mars rover, showed that an upper rotor blade had broken off, preventing additional takeoffs. After 3 years, however, the mission is nonetheless being called a success. It had been deployed to Mars to determine if controlled flight might be possible from the surface of the planet, and it proved it was. Those experiments were to include only 5 flights, not the 72 that it had completed by the time it became disabled. Do you want to be part of an on-air team that makes a difference? Consider signing up to call CQ for World Autism Awareness. Patrick Clark, K8TAC, who will be one of those activating the W2 Alpha special event call sign, has this report.
From April 1st through the 7th, hams around the world will be on the air to educate people about what it means when someone is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a developmental disability that affects all nationalities. The organizer, James Gallo, KB2FMH, launched this week-long event last year with tremendous success and is hoping this year's group of volunteer operators will have an even greater impact. Those making contacts with the special event stations are directed to the W2A page on QRZ.com, where they can learn more about autism. To make the voice of awareness even stronger this year, organizers are looking for additional operators. If you want to be part of this important team, send an email to hamradioevents@gmail.com and in the subject line write AAW2024-I-want-to-help. This is Patrick Clark, K8TAC.
In the world of DX, listen for Ian, G4SGX operating from Jamaica, IOTA number NA097 with the call sign G4SGX/6Y through the 13th of March. He will be using CW on 80 through 10 meters. He will also be participating in the RSGB Commonwealth Contest on the 9th and 10th of March. See QRZ.com for QSL details. JASIC SP5APW is on the air as 9W2/SP5APW from Langkawi Island, IOTA number AS058, West Malaysia, through the 17th of March, using single sideband and FT8 in fox and hound mode. He will operate mainly on 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The call sign TO5LA will be on the air from Mayotte Island, IOTA number AF027, by operators Ross 4Z5LA, Ruben 4Z5FI, and Slava 4Z5MU. Listen on various bands. They will operate in various modes between the 28th of March and the 2nd of April. They will also participate in the CQ Worldwide WPX Single Sideband Contest, QSL via 4Z5FI. Be listening to Phil, VK7ID, who will be on Tasman Island on Saturday, the 9th of March at noon local time, or 0100 UTC, logging contacts for SOTA, POTA, and for VK Flora and Fauna. He will be inside Tasman National Park, which carries the designations of VKFF-0481, and, for Parks on the Air, VK-0535. The island's SOTA designation is VK7/SC055. Listen for him running 20 watts into a linked dipole. See QRZ.com for QSL information. We devote the rest of this week's newscast to remembering an innovator, a mentor, and a friend, a fellow ham. Bob Heil, Canine EID. Once in a while, a person comes into your life who inspires you and changes the course of your life. I'd like to personally thank Bob for being that person for me and for so many others. Among them was Academy Award-winning audio engineer Tomlinson Holman, creator of Lucasfilm's THX sound system. He told Newsline in an email that Bob gave him his early start in the industry by having him work on some of his first live sound consoles. From there, he said, he grew his business. Here's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, with Amateur Radio Newsline's tribute to Bob.
On February 28th, at the age of 83, the worlds of amateur radio and music lost a giant. Robert G. Heil was born on October 5th, 1940, in St. Louis, Missouri. He grew up in nearby Marissa, Illinois. Bob was a gifted musician, performing on the theater organ at local restaurants at age 14. He became the house organist for the Wurlitzer Theater organ at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. learning how to tune the thousands of pipes in the Wurlitzer taught Bob how to listen, mentally picking apart the discrete tones and nuances that became the backbone of his future endeavors. These included early satellite dishes and home theaters. His teens were where he became a ham radio operator, earning the call K9EID. In his early 20s, Bob began designing and building theater organ installations and playing six nights a week. In 1966, he founded Ye Olde Music Shop in Marissa, later renamed Heil Sound. In 1970, one fateful phone call led to Bob and Heil Sound creating an innovative sound system for the Grateful Dead after the band's sound engineer had been arrested in New Orleans. Bob finished the tour, which led to a new career, creating the de facto modern rock concert sound with such bands as The Who, James Gang, Jeff Beck, ZZ Top, and many more. It was with the James Gang that he met his lifelong friend and fellow ham, Joe Walsh. In 1973, Bob invented the TalkBox, a device which transfers the sound of a guitar via a tube to the artist's mouth, where the sound is shaped much like it shapes the human voice. Joe Walsh was given the first one. Later, Peter Frampton began using it. Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi and countless others still use the Heil TalkBox. In the 1980s, as musical tastes began changing and many of the artists he toured with came off the road, Bob gravitated back to ham radio. He was not happy with the sound of the modern radios at that time, calling the sound mushy with no articulation. Heil Sound entered the ham radio market, creating lines of headsets and microphone elements. The famous HC series was born. The worlds of pro audio and ham radio came together in 2006 when Joe Walsh suggested that Heil Sound should develop concert microphones. A full line of vocal, drum, and instrument mics came from that idea. The PR35 and PR37 have been the choice for top entertainers like Charlie Daniels, Carrie Underwood, and many more. The PR30 and PR40 studio mics are very popular in the broadcasting and podcasting arena. Speaking of podcasting, podcaster Leo Laporte won a PR40 at a podcast convention. He was so impressed with the microphone that he invited Bob to his studio in California to be a guest on his show, Triangulation. Triangulation Episode 8 can still be seen and heard via twit.tv. Bob sat in to talk about his life in audio. The online chat room was full of ham radio call signs, leading Laporte to insist that Bob do a ham radio program on Leo's network, Twit, or This Week in Technology. Ham Nation Episode 1 debuted May 25, 2011, with Joe Walsh performing the theme music and as the show's first guest. Ham Nation is still on the air, now on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel. Bob continued to host Ham Nation on the Twit network until the COVID pandemic forced changes at Twit, leading to the cancellation of several programs due to a drastic drop in advertiser revenue. As Ham Nation transitioned to YouTube, Bob transitioned to appearing as a guest at hundreds of club meetings and presenting his audio demonstrations via Skype and Zoom. Sadly, Bob lost a year-long battle with cancer on February 28th. He passed surrounded by his family. Many of his musician friends left their memories via social media. Peter Frampton wrote, "I am so sorry to hear of the loss of my friend for so many years. Bob Heil, a musician, inventor, ham radio expert, Heil Sound and microphones. He gave me a very important present mid-70s, the Heil TalkBox. Can never thank Bob enough. Rest in power, my friend." Joe Walsh, who had visited Bob recently, wrote, "So what do you got that doesn't work? I can hear Bob Heil's voice in the back of my mind. An amazing musician, especially behind the wheel of a pipe organ at your favorite old movie house. A mad scientist, a ham radio aficionado and evangelist, a tireless problem solver, a mentor to me and guide on my guitar journey. Bob was our wizard in the Midwest. He was also my friend for more than 50 years. So, what do you got that doesn't work? Well, I don't think my phone is working because you're not picking up. Rest in peace, man. I love you and miss you already. Sending love to Sarah and to the world of audio heads you leave behind. My phone must be acting up as well, Joe. Farewell, Bob Heil, K9EID. See you a bit farther on up the band." I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
For more remembrances from Newsline staff members, please be sure to visit our website and click the extra button. With thanks to ACMA, ARDC, Autism Awareness, Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, DX World, FCC, Forbes, 425 DX News, Funk Amateur Magazine, Jerusalem Post, NASA, OZ Soda Groups, shortwaveradio.de, Space News, Telangana Today, Times of India, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO, in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.